The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Plays it into Trey. 2 seconds wide. Trey Slaughter.
Hello and welcome back to Hoop Ball Hawks, the show here on the Hoop Ball Network that is taking flight. We cover everything regarding the Atlanta Hawks. I'm your host, Brad Harden, recording live from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm recording this on very, very early Saturday morning, May 29th, after a terrific Game 3 at home here in Atlanta, where the Hawks beat the New York Knicks 105-94 in front of the nation. I wish Mr. ATL Player Development was here today to explain what the hell happened to his New York Knicks. But I will tell you what happened to the New York Knicks when I recap Game 3 after this plug for my bookie. If you like losing money, turn this off right now. But if you love free bands, just like Super Future, then keep listening. Sports betting is getting huge across the nation, and all of my homies love to bet on games. There are a bunch of sites out there for sports betting, but all of my homies love MyBookie. Why? Because it's so easy to use. And since y'all my homies too, I'm going to plug you. All my homies listening right now can sign up for MyBookie with the promo code HOOPBALL to unlock a 100% deposit match bonus. 100%, just like an A+ in school. Hopefully you got them, but if not, this your chance to get 100%. You like playing blackjack? There are some very fun and free blackjack tournaments, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much that you can do on MyBookie, and the best thing is that no cash is required to enter, and you can win up to $100 in daily challenges and up to $1,000 in weekly tournaments. So you want a chance at free cash money? Then again, my homies, sign up with the promo code HOOPBALL to unlock a 100% deposit match bonus and try to score some, in the words of Future, like I said earlier, free band. All right, and we are back. And it was clear, Game 3, the Hawks set the tone from the jump. As Mr. ATL Player Development said the episode before, and shout out Jordan. I know that was a rough game to watch as a Knicks fan, but first one to score 100 points wins, and last night it was the Hawks. After a dominant second quarter where the Hawks went on a 22-5 run, it was pretty much over after that. Hawks shot much better from the floor last night and from the three-point line, shooting almost 52% from the field last night and 59% from the three-point line, compared to just 35.8% from the floor for the Knicks and 30% from the three-point line for New York. Even in the Game 2 win for New York, their team really hasn't really shot the ball great this series, which is one of the reasons why I feel confident that the Hawks can close this out in 5 or 6. 6 was my prediction, maybe 7, depending on how the first two games went in New York. But after splitting in New York, taking Game 3 here in Atlanta, short rest, Game 4 on Sunday, 1 p.m., probably a 1:15 tip-off here on Sunday, here on Memorial Day weekend, which, have a great weekend, by the way. Y'all stay safe. Barbecue, do whatever, enjoy these games, enjoy this moment for the Atlanta Hawks. It's going to be a great series. It's not over. It's far from over. But I'm really interested to see what's going to happen in Game 4. But back to Game 3. The Knicks still won the offensive rebounding margin by +9, but the Hawks did close the total rebounding margin, which New York only had an advantage of +3 last night, which was a win in my book, because the Hawks have been dominated on the glass the entire series to this point. So it was good to see team rebounding and them challenging, boxing out, really trying to go after those loose balls so they can start the break and start the offensive possession for the Hawks. Hawks were sharing the ball all night last night. The best they've had this series is not even close, which I said it was going to be a key going into this series. They had to have ball movement to get that defense moving side to side. So they didn't really know where the attack was coming from. And last night, they had 28 team assists last night compared to just 14 for the New York Knicks. Huge stat. Love seeing it. And most of those assists came from Ice Trey the Gang, Trey Young, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. Hawks won points in the paint, which was an emphasis for the Hawks going into the game after they've been dominated in the first two games in the paint by New York. Their ability to get into the paint last night really helped open the three-point line for the Hawks, which, as we said before, they shot almost 60% from the three-point line last night. And the Hawks didn't settle for many shots last night as they did in game two. They did great scoring inside the arc, outside the arc. Just a great offensive game, great defensive game from the Hawks. It was just wonderful. The only negative, which has nothing to do with the Hawks, Hawks win by 11 after only getting 8 free throw attempts the entire game compared to 30 free throw attempts for New York. I know some people on Twitter were talking about NBA agenda and bias for the Knicks, wanting them to succeed and getting favorable calls, and the Knicks outscored the Hawks by 22 from the free throw line. Yeah, officiating's still been spotty this series, but the Hawks did a great job of establishing their physicality early in the game, which I loved seeing as a former college football player. And they worked around the officiating. And so what? Knicks got all those free throws and still lost. I know Nate McMillan said he wasn't going to touch that. He was going to look at the film, maybe talk to the officials before game four to see if the free throw margin can even up a little bit, because that was a staggering stat even in a win. Hawks won the bench margin today. The bench came out to play. They outscored the New York bench, which was not the case in the first two games. Game one, they got outscored by 34 points, still won the game. Hawks got outscored last game by a lot of points, lost the game to the Knicks, won the margin as far as bench points, and led to a Hawks win. So, not a huge margin, but the fact that they, I mean, as much as it's great that we outscored the Knicks as far as our bench, it's even better that we limited the production of the bench for New York. New York wasn't at home no more. Their role players weren't feeding off their crowd that energy. It was our energy that helped energize our players. And we're going to talk about the players off the bench that contributed for the Hawks here in a little bit. And it was evident, based off the stats that I just said, the adjustments they made from game two to game three in key areas, which led them to win last night, rebounding, scoring in the paint, ball movement, not settling for shots, playing deeper into the shot clock, and getting more production off the bench and limiting their bench production. So great, great game from the Hawks. Great showing last night in front of the home crowd. Julius Randle, who got the overrated chance in the State Farm Arena. And again, I would be remiss if I did not mention this in this program. Fantastic crowd last night. It made me so happy and proud to see the A pull up, sold out crowd. They definitely made a difference last night with their energy, with their cheering, their presence. It was felt outside of obviously the physicality of the Atlanta Hawks last night on the New York Knicks. But Atlanta, the more you pull up to games like this with this energy, keep this same energy. You keep doing that, the deeper, potentially, that the Hawks can go in the playoffs, because home court advantage is a real thing, especially now that fans are back and we're at full capacity. And, I mean, back to Julius Randle. It just goes without saying, Julius Randle's had a tough series shooting the ball. Last night, he was only held to 14 points, shot the ball poor from the field. He was 2 of 15 from the field last night, and both of his makes were three-pointers. So inside the three-point line, he was basically a zero. He didn't do anything. And that's a credit to the team defense on Julius Randle. So great team defense on him, which is going to be a huge key in this series. As I said, they have to cut off the head of the snake. And he still grabbed 11 rebounds, but holding him to 2 of 15 shooting, both of his makes from the three-point line, not doing anything inside the three-point line, not having as many assists. They are just in Julius Randle's head, and it got him benched for a stint last night. He did return to the game late in the fourth quarter, but it was a little too late when he came back. D. Rose had another great game for the New York Knicks, scoring 30 points on 13 of 21 shooting from the floor. Played 39 minutes. That's a lot of minutes, especially for him being that old. Not old as far as in general, but obviously for the game of basketball playing in the NBA. So his stamina will be something I'll be watching in game four on Sunday, which is, as I said, set for a 1 o'clock start. Rose did also have 6 rebounds and 5 assists, but he played a lot of minutes, especially a lot of minutes that were not meaningful when the Hawks were clearly up by double digits. Obviously, they had him on the court to try to see if he can create something, a spark for the Knicks, but it did not work. So we will see if that will backfire on Tibbs on Sunday. Reggie Bullock added 11 points with 2 three-pointers last night. Nerlens Noel with 12 points and 8 rebounds off the bench. But outside of that, not much contribution from the New York Knicks to really help D. Rose. R.J. Barrett shot poor again from the field last night. He was 2 of 9 from the floor, only scored 7 points. Again, great defense by the Hawks, which was a concern most of the season. We knew the Hawks could score points, but can they stop anybody? Can they get key stops in key moments to win games? And down the stretch and early in this series, the defense has shown up. Offensively, it's been tough because we're going against a really good defensive team, but the Hawks have come to play on the defensive end, and that's a credit to the team, Nate McMillan, everybody, you know, knowing the game plan, creating a wonderful game plan going into the game, and then executing. For the Hawks side of things, 7 players in double digits last night. Trey got help. Thank the Lord. No 30-point game from Trae Young last night, but as I said, his teammates showed up just like the city of Atlanta, and then, I mean, they didn't need 30 points from Trae Young. Trae Young finished the game with a team-high 21 points, had 11 assists, had 10 assists at halftime. Now this series, he's averaging 27 points per game, 48% from the field, 43.7% from the three-point line, and 10.3 assists per game. He's been phenomenal, and it's been a great debut, especially playoffs in general. This is first playoff series ever, and a great debut in his first playoff game at home here in Atlanta. Even Stephen A. Smith had to give him credit. You love to see it. Thank you, Stephen A. Hopefully you can come on a program one time, because I would love to have you on here. But great to see you giving the Hawks credit. He gave Trae Young credit more so than the Hawks, and then he just really talked down about the Knicks, which him having affinity for the New York Knicks, I'm not surprised. But if the Hawks continue to show up as a team, people are going to take this team more seriously. Bogey last night added 15 points on 6 of 12 shooting for the field. He also went 3 of 4 from the three-point line. And good things happen when Bogdan Bogdanovic hits 3 or more three-pointers in the game. Hawks win last night. He hit 3 three-pointers. Before, the game before, he was poor from the three-point line. We lost. So great to see the contribution from Bogey, who has been pretty consistent since he has been inserted to the starting lineup this year. He also grabbed 8 rebounds and had 3 assists. John Collins with a bounce back game after putting a goose egg up in game 2. Had 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. Great to see a good game from you, John Collins. Let's keep it up. Great defense from you as well. Let's keep that up as well. Clint Capella, who I said needed 9 to 12 points in his normal 11-12 rebounds minimal for the Hawks to succeed. He exceeded my expectations, had 13 points and 12 rebounds, also two blocks. So Hawks front court, much better game than the game before, had way more than just 4 points like they did in game two. So I'm glad to see the front court for the Hawks step up and combine for 27 points instead of 4 points. DeAndre Hunter, not as many points as game two, but 11 points, 5 of 11 shooting, and 5 rebounds. It's great to continue to see DeAndre Hunter continue to be get healthier and healthier, get his confidence up, knock down shots. He's going to be huge as his series goes deeper and deeper into, obviously, more games. As I said, I think this is far from over right now. And even the Hawks players, after the game, were walking around, one more. We got to get one more. We got to get another one. The job's not done. So their mentality is there. As exciting as it was for them to get the win last night, they have the right mentality. It's not over. They're going to have to fight, scrap, claw. Everything that Nate McMillan said, the scrap game, they won last night. They're going to have to win it again on Sunday. And that home crowd is going to be a huge factor, giving them energy to go for those loose balls, play defense, execute, grab boards, be physical, all that and more. Danilo Gallinari pulled up last night. Thank you, Danilo. Had 12 points off the bench with 4 3-pointers. It's a welcome sight to see you shooting the ball a lot better than you did in game one and game two. Kevin Huerter with some huge 3-point shots last night, even one from the logo trying to copy Trae Young, as he added 10 points off the bench. And Lou Will added 9 points off the bench. So great contribution from Gallo, Huerter, and Lou Will off the bench. I know game one, it was just one of them that really showed up. Game two, none of them showed up. Game three, all three showed up. We need that consistency off the bench, that contribution off the bench. And it's great to see that all of our starters scored in double digits. But when the bench does well, it lends to the Hawks doing well and winning the game. So just a great team performance. Great job getting it to the paint tonight, which opened up things behind the three-point line. And again, great team defense. Hawks look confident, prepared, and they fed off that home crowd, which will be, again, needed in game four with shorter rest going into Sunday. So we will need our role players and players in the starting lineup outside of Trae Young to step up again. This New York Knicks team will not go away easily. But, hey, we're going to preview that game next episode. Enjoy the win, Hawks fans. Enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. Can't wait for Sunday. And if you love what you heard today, give us 5 stars, give us a good review, share it, tell everybody about the hottest new podcast covering the Atlanta Hawks. Playoffs are in full swing. Get your playoff content here at Hoopball Hawks. Share it with fellow Hawks fans, NBA basketball enthusiasts, those new to the NBA game, pretty much anybody who wants to listen to a podcast about the Hawks, send them my way and follow us at Hoopball Hawks on Twitter. That is at Hoopball Hawks. Follow myself, Brad Jarrett 67. That is Brad Jarrett 67. Sheesh! We'll see you next episode.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.